Benny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
That's
You're
right.
listening to the all new Pei Chen Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Was my mic on?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. Gatecrasher, you're here every week.
Now we're going to call it. Jingle. We're going to call the Pei and Vinny Show. Because every week, Vinny's like, can you just do want to stick around for a bit? And I'm happy to. I very much enjoy spending time with Vinny. But if you're going to have me stay on for the first part of your show, I want a little credit here. And when you start telling me, oh, we get so much great feedback, I think my name should be in the top billing there.
Yeah, might not be such great feedback this week. All right, well, we'll do it fair. Can you play my intro, then half of Pei's?
I don't...
Come on. I've fired people before, Elliot, and I'll do it again.
Oh, no.
Although I don't have the authority.
Elliot,
I don't make
who
much.
Gave you wine tonight?
Oh, that's what it is. Both of you are hammered. No wonder. It's falling apart like a flan in a cupboard already. Pass my drink. And by the way, when I say drink, I mean orange juice because I'm a professional.
You are so mean to me, yet I stay and I help you. And I also left you some wine.
Look at the speed of Elliot. Look at the speed of this man.
He's very fast.
Still fumbling around for the intros. Haven't even started the show. Haven't even introduced myself. Waiting for others.
Oh, Vinny.
Are you going to do it? He's gone. Have you
I'm trying to get your clips, man.
Look, man, I've got other things on the go.
What's
here.
Going on? I
lost
forget track.
It, for God's
Vinny
sake. Stop drinking, both of you.
Has PMS.
Okay, sorry.
Are you apologizing for my PMS?
Yes. You're starting off all flustered and cranky because you thought you lost your phone.
I did. I was a bit hassled, actually. It doesn't help. This place stinks. It's like a vineyard.
I also stomped these grapes with my feet.
Yeah. Right. Hello. Good evening. It's 9 minutes past nine. Hello,
it's the
Toronto.
Pei and Vinny Show.
It's the Vinny White Show with the addition of Pei Chen for usually the first half. And it's an unscripted, unplanned bit of banter between two immigrants in a land
a
built on immigration. And, you know, don't be bitter that we're taking your jobs. We're just here for a little while to have a bit of a chat about life in general. You're right, mate. You do look a bit drunk. I've never seen you drunk.
I'm not. I had a few sips, but I also didn't eat anything. I was hoping you were going to bring me food. That actually should be how you thank me for doing part of your show.
Okay. Well, in that case, food. Just text
because
me in future. I'll bring you a little bag of nuts or something. Mm. Coming up on the show, we talk about the worst song lyrics of all time. We got some absolute peaches. I put it on Facebook earlier and people have been getting involved. If you want to text your worst lyrics of all time, it's 71010. And the new TSA... security system that might involve you getting completely naked. It just keeps
Oh, I do that
worse.
Anyway, but now they're going to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
They're usually like, no, no, ma'am, just take off the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, no, you need to see what's under here and
That's
know
it.
That I'm not a terrorist.
You'll do anything for an upgrade, won't you?
Yes,
and also,
I will.
I'm going to start off by talking about this. LCBO sweetens the deal for federal embassy by reducing the price that they pay for booze. I'm disgusted by
That's
this.
Good, because they're poor.
What, the feds?
Mm-hmm.
Government...
They need the break.
I do think you might be a little bit drunk. You're really cute.
I'm tired.
Have some orange juice.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Ontario's Liquor Board has sweetened an already sweet deal for the federal government and foreign diplomats as it chops the prices they pay for beer, wine and booze almost in half. Now, since I'm moving to this country, I've been astonished that you're trusted so little as to have to go and buy all your booze in a controlled board. And now, insult to injury, already the whole system seems a bit wobbly. And now I'm finding out that some people, including diplomats, get a 49% discount.
That's pretty amazing.
A case of imported wine, which currently costs about $203 for us, is $104 for the special group, including HST and bottle deposit. So this has just come out.
But, you know, don't you think that it's fair to have certain discounts or perks for working in a place?
I'm glad you don't get any. It's already a bit of a nightmare. I'll have a discount. No, this isn't going to the employees. This is actually going to special groups that are associated in some way, shape or form with the government, including foreign diplomats and many government workers. It doesn't say all of them by any means. And having lived in Ottawa, I can tell you that it certainly isn't most. But there are a certain amount of people that are getting these discounts, and they get it on everything. So they get it on all the beer, including the foreign beer, goddamn foreign beer, that's for sale there, which doesn't exactly encourage drinking Canadian, does it?
No.
What's that about? I'm disgusted by this. Why don't they're going to get the discount? Why don't we all get it?
Why don't we all work for the government?
No, I just think the ultimate answer is to let it back to the people. Trust the convenience stores like it happens in, oh, I don't know, the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of Sweden and much of the Middle East. Certainly Dubai, where there's no booze. So there you go. It's my little rant to start the show.
Okay.
Don't feel like you're really enthused and passionate about this as I am.
I just feel like you always start the show off by talking about drinking.
Oh, that's rich. Coming
and
from Captain Hammond.
The booze. And then you're always like, I was at this bar. And can you believe it? My pint was $9.
I'll tell you what annoyed me last night. I was at a bar. I had a couple of beers.
How much should a beer cost to make at a pub?
Well, I'll tell you, there was two things that annoyed me last night. One, okay. It was $10.25 for a pint of Guinness. And the second...
That sounds crazy.
It's ridiculous. And the other thing that really upset me is when I went to use the bathroom, I had to tip a man. Why do people hang out in toilets? I don't want a spray of perfume.
You must have been at a fancy place then.
I was at a fancy place. Have you seen me? I'm a bit of class. Can't you tell from this well-rounded, polished Hugh Grant accent?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Governor? Look at me.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'll change it.
So you went to a fancy place and that's why you paid over $10 for a pint and you had to tip a man to pee.
Yeah, and I resent that. I didn't tip him because I'm a...
Vinny, you should.
No,
come on.
No.
They're not high-paid workers.
So? I don't want him there. I don't encourage him to
be
there.
He doesn't want you there because you're cheap.
Well, you can't...
That's his job. Did you tip the person who poured your beer? Did you tip the person who poured your beer?
Yes.
What then? All
he
did was
the difference is you can get rid of him. You can't get rid of a toilet. You have to have a toilet.
He has gum.
He can go. I didn't use his gum. And I can reach my own towel. And he was looking at my penis. And to be honest, that's quite an achievement because I think he had some glasses on. But nonetheless,
And then you should have tipped him.
It was evasive looking at me while I'm doing my business.
You should have slipped him a dollar or two.
No, pay. That just encourages him to come back. He's going to be there every week.
That's his job,
Well,
Vinny.
I don't feel responsible for him in the same way that I don't give charity chuggers.
You tip the bartender.
Yeah, but that's culturally the acceptable thing to do in this city.
Well, if someone is in the washroom offering you a spray of cologne or some gum and a paper towel, you should give them a dollar. That's their job. He could be trying to support a family. It's not his, just because you don't want him there looking at your penis, he doesn't want to look at your penis either. So give him money for that. That's a really awful job.
Usually
give him $5.
It's not a job. It's a voyeur that's cashing in on a swanky wine bar. I'm capable of getting my own hands out.
So you went to the swanky wine bar. That's what you should have known was going to happen.
I resent it. You don't get it in swanky wine bars in the rest of the world, so I don't see why you do here.
That's why when you go to the hairdresser, you should tip the person who shampoos your hair and the person who cuts your hair if they're two different people.
Not any idea how tight I am. No one's ever shampooed my hair. I can do it myself.
You don't, and you barely do, but...
Exactly. And that's why it looks like I've just walked out of a McDonald's. Right. Take a call. We haven't asked for any calls, but people got quite enthused about that LCBO rant, unlike you hammered woman. Sean, your thoughts, please.
So my problem here is I can't seem to come up with a reason or a benefit that Ontario would control our liquor. And I know I've heard the reasons and, controlling prices and whatnot. But if you can afford to give government diplomats and whoever else they're giving out 50% rate, then how is that proving to me that you're keeping the prices at lowest possibly that it can be? Because that's one of their arguments, that's why we have Ontario controlling our liquor. But the rest of Canada is perfectly capable of managing their own liquor on their own.
Hallelujah. Sean for mayor. Thank you very much.
Sean, wait. Sean, if you were in a nice restaurant and you had to use a gentleman's room and there was an attendant in there, would you leave them a dollar?
Okay, so I did this last night.
And were you out with Vinny?
No, I was at a bar in Mississauga.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there, by the way. ANCO. No, security is very terrible. Got punched in the face twice. Security throws me out. But anyways, there is a man there, and he does watch you take a piss. Sorry if I said it on the radio, but I still tipped him because,
That's his job.
He gave me gum, and he gave me good cologne. And
yeah, thank you.
That's worth a buck.
Thank you, Sean, for being honorable.
Or right, thank you, Jeff. Sean, didn't have to take the gum, as I didn't. If I took gum, I would have paid him for it. Oh, I think there might be someone marginally racist about to attack me. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Say what you have to say.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't appreciate what you're saying. My family's lived in this country for, I don't know, 100 years or so.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way you're cutting up our city.
Well, what on earth have I said that's cut up your city, with the exception of...
Well, you're complaining about everything. You're complaining about tipping people. You're complaining about... everything I hear, you're complaining.
Well, Brian, you've put one. The only thing I've complained about, you've said. What are the other things? And do be more specific, please.
Thank you, Brian.
Ready when you are, Brian. Is there anything else? No, there isn't, there? No, so there's one thing, and I stand by it.
Do you complain about the washrooms?
Yes, that's the same thing you've just mentioned, you idiot. Goodness sake.
Vinny.
What?
That was not nice.
Well, if you're going to make a reasonable point, make it reasonably, not the same point twice that doesn't hold any weight. I love living here. Why on earth would I move to Canada if I didn't love it? It's fantastic. The weather's great. The people are friendly.
The beer is cheap.
Beer's a bit expensive. The parks are great. I've just moved house. I love it. It's great. I say a lot of positive things about this city, and there's ones that I do say that are negative. For example, the fact that you can't be trusted and your liquor control board should be abolished. I say with good reason. And they're well-researched topics and thoughts that are put together from a life of travelling 50 countries.
That's right.
I understand that I can sound somewhat arrogant and condescending towards your nation, but I love it here, and I would hope that you had the reasoning and understanding that that is the case. And if you didn't, then apparently I haven't made myself clear. Heather, wonder if she's going to have a go at me.
Oh. Hi, how are you, Vinny?
Okay.
My goodness. I actually agree with you, and if I ever went to a swanky place like that, I would not tip the washroom attendant. No way.
There you go.
Nope. I tip. I don't make much money myself. I don't get tipped for cleaning toilets.
No. That's it?
Nope. I'll tip my shampooer, and I'll tip my shampooist and my waitress, but I'm not paying for an attendant.
Fair play. Thanks, Heather. See? It's about 50-50 so far. But I'm definitely coming across as Mr. Evil. What can you do?
50-50.
Anyway. Do you think I'm quite negative about this city in general? Because, in fairness, he's not the first person to say that. So perhaps,
really?
Yeah.
I think it's because you go on ranting about alcohol a lot, but it's also because of how much you consume.
Yeah. Again, pot, kettle, black. You said that with three glasses of wine in front of you.
They're your glasses of wine.
I haven't touched
them.
Let
it be known that I was gracious enough to leave you some wine, which I wanted to share with you, and you're also taking a bottle home. So you can't complain about free wine, Vinny. That just made your night.
I haven't even given out the phone number. If you want to call about this or anything else in this very unscripted show, 416-872-1010. Glenn, your thoughts, please.
Well, I'm just actually calling to defend Vinny. Everybody's beating up on him tonight. He's made some good points. That last caller that called him marginally racist is actually being racist himself. Because if Vinny didn't have a British accent, that caller would have no leg to stand on in terms of complaining about Vinny. If it was me complaining about the city, I was born and raised here, I'd have a perfect right to complain about it. But somebody who comes from somewhere else has no right to complain about it. And I find that to be racist.
Thank you,
that
Glenn.
That caller was racist.
I appreciate that. I mean, let's put this in context. I like Jerry Agar and I listen to him regularly, but he's called Jerry Angry sometimes for good reason. And he complains, I would say, I don't know, 16 times more than me, but no one ever has a go at him for it, do they?
Oh, sure.
And
they
he's
do.
Always right.
Fact.
That's right, he's always right.
Thanks a lot, appreciate it. Lynn, your thoughts?
Oh, hi, Vinny. I know that you love Toronto and this country. You say so all the time.
Mm.
That's not a problem.
Good.
But what concerned me, I find very weird, is a guy in the bathroom watching you pee.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Now, in his defence, if people have just tuned in, we're talking about the man that hangs out in the toilet and cleans the toilet and gives out soap and so forth. But he definitely was watching my gentleman sausage.
Do you really think so? Are you just flattering yourself?
Honestly, I caught him. I looked up and he was having a look.
Well, I don't understand why he has to even be in there.
No, I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Oh, I'm glad you're on my side. Bless her. Right, we're going to take one more on a contradictory angle. Karina, should I tip people that hang out in bathrooms and ask me for money despite looking at my gentleman's excuse me?
Absolutely. I mean, you should tip anybody who looks at your genitalia, for starters. I mean, come on. Second of all,
I think you might have accidentally
they have to look at your
genitalia,
so give them some frickin' money. And third of all, they've got the best drugs. What are you, new?
They've got the best drugs. Oh, my goodness.
That's why you buy everything, bro. Don't you know why they're there? Really? It's not for the pack of camels.
Wow. Karina there, single-handedly letting people
know
where they can get their drugs and calling me bro. Because I think Karina was in the hood. Someone called me, was it that rapper that you were interviewing last week that called me dog? That's 2 weeks now.
Did he call you dog?
Yeah, he said, what's the word up, dog? And he said, what did he say to Elliot? I can't remember now.
I don't know.
Oh, you killed it.
He called me bro as well.
He called you bro, and he said, you killed it, which is a compliment.
But Elliot liked that a lot.
And he said,
right?
He said that my shirt was sick.
Yeah.
Which I was quite concerned that I might have vomited on myself, and then I realised apparently that actually that's a compliment.
This is being nice.
The worst song lyrics of all time. We're going to come back. Have you got any, Pen? Oh, God, here we go.
Oh my God. Every week you call me by the wrong name. Every week. By the way, I'm not staying here after the break. Oh. Like, we just need to play these back. Cut them together.
Well, actually, if you're going to do that, I'm going to pick you up on something you said on your show earlier. You said, have you ever bought anything?
I know, I did.
Have you ever bought anything from Honest Ed's, you said?
And that's also because I had some sips of wine.
There we go. So, Mike, Ben Dixon, if you're listening to this shambles of radio show, let it be known that...
I said Botten. Big deal.
That Penn is
Penn,
drunk.
He can't even get my name right. half his show for him.
Penn's drunk and I'm sober, thereby making me the professional.
Something is weird about that because that's most weeks it's the opposite.
At least when I come in and say I had a couple of beers, I'm usually giving some anecdote. You just say I'm having a couple of beers and carry on with your show.
I've left you some wine.
Sext your most ridiculous song lyrics of all time.
Did you say sext?
You've got it on the brain, haven't you? Is it because you were thinking about my gentleman's excuse me?
No, now that will make me sick.
What are you, new here, bro? As she said. 416-872-1010 on the phone. I'd like to know the most stupid song lyrics of all time. We've got some absolute peaches and we're going to take them apart next right here. News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Bah, bah, bah. Hi, it's Vinnie. 9:30 is your time, live from Toronto. I should say something, actually. You know that guy that called in and said, he was quite critical about me and said I was always moaning. And then when I asked him to come up with some of the reasons why he said that and some of the things that I was always moaning about, he only came up with one. And I was a little bit, I don't know, I was forthright with him. And I want to say that he phoned back and apologised. And he said, actually, I've got a point. I don't moan that much. So thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm very Canadian. You're very lovely. So from that point, we'll move on to new things. I think Pei's gone, or Pen, as I like to call her, and like to irritate her enormously. Usually, it's a very interesting relationship Pei and I have, because I bring her things and then convince her to stay and then slowly humiliate her until she leaves. And she keeps coming back. And I'm not sure my luck's going to stay that way every week, but I do enjoy her thoroughly, I must say. The worst song lyrics of all time. I'll tell you why this was inspired. I was listening to The Carpenters' Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear Every Time You Are Near, which has to be the song which is probably the most camp lyric. It is, of course, a ridiculously nice, in inverted commas, song, and always makes me either want to run through a field of barley and flowers, making a series of daisy chains and put them on my head and then dance naked under a waterfall, or open fire on a crowd, depending on the mood I'm in. So it inspired me to think about what lyrics are utterly ridiculous. And when you start digging, my goodness, there's some absolute peaches. So we're going to look at the worst song lyrics of all time. These have been voted by myself and some people on Facebook. You can join me on Facebook. My name is Vinnie White, V-I-N-N-E-Y. Slightly dyslexic. But you spell hockey with an E, so it's okay. Vinny White, and if you want to join me there, you can post your stuff, or you can text your stupid song lyrics in to 71010, 416-872-1010. I'm looking for the ones that you listen to and think, what on earth are you saying? And that makes no sense. And that's grammatically incorrect. The ones that really wind you up, you know? And I think we'll start with probably this. Black Eyed Peas, My Humps.
Yes. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
Yes, of course. Of all the things that you could talk about a bosom, there's nothing quite like the beautiful, flattering thought of some lady humps. Yes, shirt potatoes would be preferable, or indeed fun bags, but they went for the humps. Now, other summer songs that aren't necessarily fantastic. This one has to be the biggest load of, can I say bollocks? I think I can. I think I did. Now, this is sheer bollocks.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
Just break that down. I like girls that New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. It is the ramblings and witterings of a lunatic. I like the colour blue. Cheese is quite nice, and I enjoy the opposite sex. It's just as sensical. It makes no odds. It really doesn't. The also fantastic part of the song that you didn't hear is that song manages to rhyme speaking with Alex P. Keaton. I mean, that's genius right there, isn't it? This one from Emma. She says, Eminem, who's usually a good rapper, did this.
I never seen a ass like that. The way you move it, you make my sneaky go. Doing, doing, doing.
Yes, that beautifully poetic work there, which I think was fairly charismatic and replicant of Shakespeare's finest works, was Eminem with a track called I Ain't Ever Seen an Ass Like That. The way you move it, you make my pee-pee go doing, 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 which is something that may have been written by a toilet attendant last night. I'm not sure. But there you go. Fantastic from there. Well, we haven't touched on Canada yet, so it would be rude to not do this.
He was a boy. She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
He was a boy. She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? Yes, because I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Avril Lavigne there, talking bollocks for the rest of us. Warrant's Cherry Pie, going back to the 80s, as a fantastic lyric. We haven't got that one, have we?
Don't have that, sorry.
No problem, mate, no worries. I'll do that one just with my own mouth. Forgive me, I don't think I can remember the song, actually. She's my cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie.
Cool drink of water, and she's something, something, isn't it? But the line I really like is, swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen, most folks don't, because they're too busy bitching. Swinging in there, because she wanted me to feed her, so I mixed up the batter, and she licked the beater. What the hell is that about? I do not understand what you're saying. And also, swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen, most folks don't because they're too busy bitching. There's a good reason I don't sleep with more than one woman at a time. And it's not because, contrary to popular belief, I'm too busy bitching. From there, how could we miss England? My goodness. Well, what about this little puppy?
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
Yes, of course, the Spice Girls there saying that what she really wants is to zig a zig R, which last time I checked and I just looked it up is in fact bollocks. I actually chose to delete 1996 from my brain for this abomination, and then they came back on taxis during the Olympics to freak me out. Sorry about that on behalf of Britain. From there, we go to more ridiculous song lyrics, and I'd like to hear some input from you, please. 416-872-1010. If you have song lyrics that drive you insane, don't make sense, or just generally are terrible, then do get in touch, or you can text your lyrics to 71010. Train, Drops of Jupiter. I actually really like this track back in the day. So let's just run that again. Can you imagine no... Can you run... I'll do it. It's okay. First dance, freeze-dried romance, five-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had, and me... They were smoking crack. Firmer evidence, in fact, than a video, I would suggest, are those lyrics themselves. America, a horse with no name. Did you dig that little puppy out?
There were plants and birds and rocks and things there.
Love it! Love it! The laziest lyric in time. One more time, do that. That's my best so far.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things.
Yes! America, who actually are talented. I'm not talking about the country. Terribly untalented. Have you seen their shows? But America, no, that's not true. HBO shows are good. America, the band, A Horse With No Name, the track there, fantastic record, did have that line. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. And things is the bit. I mean, I can only imagine he just got a bit tired there. Rocks and things. Not even a cactus or dirt or, I don't know, a bumblebee. Although they are on the decline, so maybe that was part of the reasoning. Limp Bizkit, who came up last week when I was covering for Jim Richards' show as the most stupid band name of all time, and believe me, you do not want to know the story behind the name. Someone told me it, and I had to actually dry heave for, I think it was about 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean, Elliot?
I think I've heard of this, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it on air because it's disgusting. But if you want to know, if you've got a sycophantic and warped mind, then do Google the reason that Limp Bizkit has the name Limp Bizkit. And let me tell you, you really don't want to know. Okay, moving on. They had, of course, a track, Break Stuff. And this
it's just
it.
One of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify.
So just to clarify there, some of the words were muted and will remain so for obvious reasons. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is effed. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. Fantastic and encouraging. I would say very passive and reasonable, intelligent behaviour, the Limp Bizkit. Not only should you be proud of your sick name, but you should be incredibly pleased to know that when this song was played in Woodstock 99, the song actually leaded people to assault women. So well done, you. You should be incredibly proud of yourself. Let's jump into a quick call on 416872. 1010. Chris in St. Catharines, hello.
Hey, Vinny, I actually know the story behind Limp Bizkit.
Don't say it on air, please, do not.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Standards and practices, I don't want to put the CRTC on your back, so I will stay silent.
Thank you.
For your benefit and the benefit of, you know, people who really, really don't want to know. Trust me, if you're thinking about whether or not you should look it up, if you're thinking about it, you don't want to or need to know.
But you're exactly right, Chris. Let me say, it could be compared to the video, which I've never seen, for the same reason, Two Girls, One Cup. I think you might want to know about it. You really don't.
Yeah, you know what? If you ask someone what it's about and they tell you what it's about, I haven't seen it for that reason.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine that the video of it is something that will stick with you for the rest of your life, and you will not be a better person for it. But
yes. It'll be like trying to forget your ex-girlfriend. You really want to. You know it's good for you, but you really just can't.
Exactly. Now, on to the reason why I did call. Just horrible, horrible song lyrics. I agree with you completely on the Spice Girls. Although there is another gem in there. If you want to get with me, you have to get with my friends. What exactly are the Spice Girls trying to get across here? Like, is apparently it's not a sprint to the finish line, it's a bit of a marathon.
I've never thought of that. Well, are they saying you've got to go, you've got to, does that mean you've got to have sex with my friends?
That's what I'm reading into it.
Oh.
Another good one I have from 80s hip-hop that gave us a whole lot of gems, but in the song Funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc, there is a line that says, "This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies." So, are you trying to tell us you were down with what? Dudes, farm animals, you know, bread during the 70s? Don't even talk to us about what happened in the 90s. But of my list of hated lyrics, yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot, he has another song aside from Baby Got Back,
yeah.
Jump On It. And if you've heard this song, all I can say is thank you, Sir Mix-a-Lot. You've now just gone over American geography with us as to which section of the country should be jumping on it next. Please just stick with your one hit. That's all we really ever wanted to hear from you.
What was he saying without being too graphic then? Does he go regional about the different posterior sizes across the country? Is that what he does?
No. It's just, you know, pick a city. San Antonio. Jump on it. Jump on, and he goes through to a bunch of different cities.
Oh, I see.
I encourage the guy that's running the board right now to pull it up and just play a chunk of it. It's in no way graphic, or it's not going to get you in trouble. But yeah, it is just one of those. Am I really listening to this?
Yeah, let's grab it. Sir Mix-a-Lot, what was the track name?
Jump on it.
Yeah, jump on it. Elliot's pressing buttons.
It's horrible, and I mean, that's the thing. There's so many bad lyrics out there that you could spend, you know, an entire week nonstop talking about them.
If you've just tuned into News Talk 1010, that's exactly what we do. We've decided to leave the issues for a bit and just run through lyrics. Thanks, Chris. You're a DJ, are you?
Yeah, you know what? I DJ part-time, so yeah, pretty much any horrible lyric or just lyric that makes absolutely no sense has gotten by me, and I have to play them all the time.
You're a poor man. Take care, buddy.
What's up, Dallas? Jump on it. What's up, San Antonio? What's up, San Antonio? Jump on it.
Isn't that sampled the Spaghetti Western track as well? Yeah. I think I can see the theme. I'll do one more. What's next? Oh, a chorus. Oh, an instrumental, even better. All right. Fade it. He's got any second now, he's going to say a big naughty word and I'm going to start cringing. Yeah, that's good. Could have done a Canadian version. What's up, Timmins? What's up, Sudbury? Jump on it. Yeah. Prairies could be difficult. What's up, Regina? Jump on it. It's too close. Plus, it's very difficult to jump on it if you haven't got a foot up. And if you're on the prairies, no high land. Tricky. You got killers? Okay. are you saying that the show's going really badly and you're threatening me? Or you're talking about the band, are you? Okay, good. You never know. It could go anyway. This one is from the Killers, of course. All the Things I've Done. Yes, roll it.
I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but not a soldier.
See, that's bad enough in itself, but if you have a crap lyric, please don't use the crap lyric as the one that you repeat for half of the song. I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier from the Killers there, proving that you can get a quite a large hit on the Billboard chart from absolute drivel. From there, I'd quite like to, if you can, because I've actually never heard this, Elliot. I'm going to talk about another couple, but can you dig out? People keep texting this. Donna Summer's MacArthur Park, where she talks about a cake. Can you do that for me? Thanks. He's going to do that while I talk about Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. This one just been texted in. Do keep them coming. They're very funny. 7-10-10, Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. He could throw that speedball by you. Make you look like a fool. Now, Bruce, we hate to bring this up because we think you're great and everything, and well done doing that Rogers concert not so long ago, and lovely and legend, and yep, you're the boss and stuff. But when you wrote he could throw that speedball by you, I think you meant fastball. That's what Roger Clemens throws. A speedball is what killed John Belushi. Just so you know. Drug references, you know, it's tricky. I understand. But, you know, it is quite an error you made there. From there we go to Genesis, Dancing with the Moonlit Night. I've never heard this, and there's probably a good reason for it. I don't think it did very well. Follow on, around a table talking, down we go. You're the show, off we go. You play the hobby horse, I'll play the fool. We'll tease the bull. Ringing round and loud and round. What? Drug-induced, surely. I didn't know Phil Collins was that way inclined, but that is a bit weird. Let's have another look on the text, see what's latest. Just come in. Oh, yeah, this one. I was trying to remember this one earlier. Thank you, whoever it is that finishes with 230. Red Hot Chili Peppers, It's Around the World is the song that has a fantastically stupid lyric. I know for sure. Ding, ding, dang, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, dang. Yeah, I remember that one. That was good. Well done. And, yeah, I like that. See if we can grab that later as well. I wonder how they did that. Did they just sit around and go, should we do one more ding or two more dongs? Sounds perfect. Someone looked at mine last night. My ding. Oh, no, my dong. Right, this is... Hang on, start again. Just pause it for a second. I want to warm this one up because apparently you have to listen quite carefully. This one's been texted more than any other song. And I don't think I've heard it. Donna Summer's MacArthur Park. Okay, listen very carefully. This is it.
Because the smoke is melting in the dark. On the
Here it comes. Genius. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think I could take it because it took so long to bake it and I'll never have the recipe again. Fantastic emotional weeping there and a fantastic achievement. That's pretty much the only song I've ever heard regarding a cake that's been left in the rain. And my goodness, isn't it something we can all relate to? Absolutely not. Crazy Town, Butterfly. Can you dig that out? I'm really putting Elliot to work. He's sweating and he's drunk as well. So you know what? I'm working him hard. There's another producer there. You can jump in as well if you like, mate. Dig in. Yeah, help him out. Or at least, I don't know, mop his brow. He's overheating. Do what you can. Yeah. I'm loving this. Travelling Wilburys said she wrote a long letter on a short piece of paper, says Dave. Let's take a call as well, Frank. Hello, Frank. What's your thoughts?
There's a song with Eric Clapton. I'm not sure if it was when he was with Cream or Derek from the Dominoes. It's called I'm So Glad. And it kind of goes like, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. That's kind of how the whole song goes.
You can guarantee that when Eric Clapton wrote that, he was depressed. Because no one ever, ever says that, do they?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Frank on the 401 there. If you want to get involved, by the way, 416-872-1010, you can text 710. You can text 71010. You can find me on Facebook. Vinny White is my name. I've been in this country for about 7 years, and I love it. It's great. And I do this radio show every single Sunday from 9 through till 10. And because it's summer and Jim Richards has got a lot of time off, I'm also filling in for Jim Richards quite a lot. I'll be doing, I believe, this Friday. And pretty much every Friday throughout summer. So if you like this stuff, you can always have a listen in the afternoon. I'd encourage you to do so. Also, you can listen to the podcast as well, which comes out every single week at vinnywhite.co.uk. Very, very, very silly of me to not buy .ca. I appreciate it. So vinnywhite.co.uk. Okay, let me hear that Red Hot Chili Peppers. I can only imagine that when Red Hot Chili Peppers were writing that, he was halfway through writing the lyric and then someone threw a slinky down the stairs and he thought, oh, that sounds perfect. I'll use that. Yeah, ding. It actually says ding, ding, dang, ding, 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 don, ding, dong, dang. Now, that might be code in Morse for bollocks. I'm not sure. Right, next one. What have you got? What was I asking
what do you need?
For? I wanted Crazy Town Butterfly, really. If you can dig that one out, honestly, you should see him. I've never worked him this hard. He's brilliant. He's a great guy, Elliot, by the way. He's running around like you wouldn't believe. He's got computers all around him. He looks like some sort of arch nemesis from the Bond movie. One button and a rocket could come out of a mountain at any point. It's so technical in there. I just walk in and it scares me. I don't even know how to use the printer. I just look at everything and say, can you help? And then I walk in here and talk stuff on the microphone.
You did ask me to print something.
Oh, no, I did, yeah. I can't use anything. I can't use nothing. Even the microphone confuses me. MacArthur? Oh, I see. By the way, MacArthur Park was a song actually first sang by Richard Harris. Richard Harris is British. It's your fault. I'll take it. I know. Listen, we've done a lot of bad things in the world through brutality and invasion, but definitely that song is worse. We come back with that terrible continuation of song lyrics in just a minute right here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio,
News Talk 1010.
Vinny White on your radio, as I am from 9 through till 10 every Sunday. A joy, a privilege, and a wonderful moment in my week. Thank you for letting me be here. We're talking about idiotic song lyrics. There are many of them, believe me, and we've covered a fair few. Thank you so much for your text so far on 71010 and 416-872-1010. Gail's on the line. We'll join her in just a moment. First up, this is one of my favourites. This one's been texting quite a lot as we're talking about stupid and meaningless song lyrics. Check this little puppy out.
Bigger mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost.
Hey, sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. So whatever tickles your fancy, girl, it's like you said. Sid and Nancy. And I was finding it very difficult to use another word apart from the B word, which I don't believe is offensive in this country, so I think I'll use it quite freely. Bollocks! From there, we'll go to Gail. Hello there. Nice to hear from you.
And bugger to you too.
It's a great show. I'm having one of the best shows of all time today. Give me your thoughts on idiotic song lyrics.
I Am the Walrus by the Beatles.
Oh, of course, yes.
Semolina Pilchard's climbing up the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. And
sitting
isn't
on a cornflake. Oh.
Newspaper taxis, I believe, as well.
Oh, that was in, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, I see. Well, and equally as high track from them there. Thanks very much, Gail.
You're welcome.
Take care. Hello, what's your name? It's not a trick question. You can always tell people that listen to radio because there's like a 10-minute delay. Oh, brilliant. I love it. Best phone call of the night. Maybe he was trying to say that a particular instrumental was his worst song. All right, from there we'll go to... what have you got next? Did you find R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
Okay. In the northern region of England, you tend to, a sort of term of affection, if there's someone in your family, you call them our... But because, of course, they're in Yorkshire, it sounds like R, from Coronation Street, viewers might understand. So R. Kelly, whenever I hear R. Kelly, I always think, oh, not nice. R. Kelly, she's getting her hair done. You know what I mean? Good old R. Kelly. So this is R. Kelly with his contribution to fantastic lyrics.
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So baby, give me that, and let me get that.
Beautiful.
Running her hands through
fantastic.
Bouncing on 24s, why they say I'm ready.
Check this bit.
Remix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body,
what?
Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum.
Hey?
I'm like, so what, I'm drunk.
So?
It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
It's the remix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. R. Kelly there proving that he's illiterate in every possible way. 416-872-1010, and you can text in on 71010. Any song from the 50s, says someone on 706. Bird is the word, woolly bully, and so on. Yeah, woolly bully? What was that? Baby, Let Me Bang Your Box by Doug Clark and the Nuts. Not kidding. Song came out in the 60s. Might be some very, very subtle sexual connotations in there if you look very closely. I couldn't see them because obviously I have an incredibly clean mind in every possible sense. All right. Are we ready to wrap up? One more? What have you got? Destiny's Child. We'll finish with this. Go.
Bye.
That's Destiny's Child, who are multimillionaires with this lyric. And do bear in mind, they are multimillionaires. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles? Then maybe we can chill. I don't think you do, so you and me are through. So definitely not financially motivated in any way from Destiny's Child there. Destiny's Child being Beyonce as well, who has a multi-million dollar contract with H&M. So you can pay your own bloody bills. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, how are you, Vinny?
I'm great, mate. Your thoughts on silly lyrics?
Well, Neil Diamond, crunchy granola sweet.
Is that the lyric? Crunchy granola sweet?
That is the title of the song, yes.
Oh, is it? I actually don't think I've heard that one. I presume he wrote that one at breakfast, did he?
No, not today. Last week.
Laurie, I've got to go. Thanks for calling, darling.
Listen, Vinny, you are doing such a fantastic job.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you very much. And what
You're
a lovely
most
way.
Welcome.
Lovely way to finish the show. I did have a few more things to do, but we'll bump them over to next Friday when I'm in for Jim Richards. It's been a pleasure, an honour, and an absolute charm. Take care of yourself, Toronto. And really, you know what? I do love you, and I do love Toronto. Just a bit of a misery guts at times. Now then, shut the door on your way out. Get out!